让我把每一个人好好的看一看。
I'll look at, check out everyone carefully.
真的是叫做 long time no see.
It's truly been a very long time that we saw each other.
感谢主，让我们能够今天在复活节，我们能够在他的家与众圣徒一起来聚会。
Praise the Lord, on this Easter Sunday, we're able to gather together with all the saints in his house.
像我刚刚祷告的说，我们但愿主快点回来，我们跟他能够有一天像我们今天一样面对面，而且没有口罩。
As I just prayed that hopefully when the Lord, hopefully Lord will come back soon, and on that day we will see him face to face, just like we're seeing each other face to face. And one more bonus point is without the masks.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，今天我们要来，因为今天是正好复活节的主日。
Since this happens to be a Easter Sunday,
那么我们这一年都交通一卷书，叫做腓立比书。
So this year we've been sharing the book of Philippians.
那这本书的主题我们应该记得了。
So I hope you guys remember the theme of this book.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what is behind and press on toward what is ahead and go run toward the goal.
我们的弟兄保罗在这一卷书里面把他心中的秘密来告诉腓立比的教会。
Our brother Paul shared in this letter the secret in his heart and to the saints in Philippians.
他自己在监牢里面写了四封信。
He, in prison, he wrote four letters.
我们称为监狱书信。
Which are called prison letters.
那这一卷呢，是他写给他最心爱的那个教会，就是在欧洲的他传道的时候第一间教会，叫做腓立比。
This letter was written to his most beloved church, the first one, a first church that he established during his missionary trip, which is called the Church of Philippians.
从他的书信里面，你能够找到他把他心里面的许多他一生所学的属灵的功课，一样一样的告诉那边的圣徒。
In his letter, you can see that he has shared all that he has, the lessons he has learned over the years to these people in the Church of Philippians.
我们第一次交通的时候就提到他祷告的秘密。
So the first time we talked about the secret of his prayers.
第二次交通我们讲到他同心的秘密。
The second time we talked about the secret of being united. The whole oneness.
Oneness. 以基督的心为心。
So the keep the heart as the Christ heart. Yeah.
That's right. 那今天呢，我们又来到复活的秘密。
Today we want to talk about the mystery and secret of a resurrection.
想不想听啊？
Do you want to listen?
复活有什么秘密？我们大家都知道复活。
Well, what kind of secret is there for resurrection? We all know about resurrection.
好，那我们就慢慢来看。
So let's read on.
复活里有什么藏的秘密？
What is the mystery hidden in resurrection?
我们请打开圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
腓立比书，我们刚刚在播饼的时候读过。
We just read some verses in during the Holy Communion.
然后我们姐妹在这里开始又读同样的圣经。
So just now we also read the same verses.
显然主在这里他要特别提醒我们一而再再而三。
Obviously the Lord wants to remind us over and over again.
好，请我们看第三章第十节。
Let's look at Philippians 3:10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
效法他的死，或者我也 得从死里复活。
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
这里他用一个很奇妙的词叫做或者。
He used that interesting word, in order that.
英文翻译是 may, 是不是
in order that.
In order, 有的版本翻译成
may,
M-A-Y. 而且他讲两次。
Especially that he repeated it.
对。所以这个是我们今天要解的谜。
So this is the mystery we want to talk about.
那我们来看，让我们要解这个谜之前，我们要先看整个主耶稣的死而复活。
So before we get into this mystery, we want to talk about the whole process of Jesus' death and resurrection.
首先我们从马太福音来看我们都非常熟悉的故事。
First, let's take a look at the book of Matthew about this very familiar story we all know.
然后来看保罗讲耶稣复活的故事。
Then we'll take a look at what Paul talked about Jesus' resurrection.
最后来看这里保罗所讲的秘密。
Lastly, we'll talk about the secret and mystery of resurrection that Paul is referring to here.
希望我们这样看完之后，我们就能够叫做，妙不可言，能够心领神会。
So hopefully afterwards we could all have a very clear understanding in our heart.
好，今天的题目，我自己预备的时候都很兴奋。
So actually, for today's topic, when I was preparing it, I was really excited.
我昨天晚上已经讲过一次给菲律宾的教会了。
So actually, last night, I already shared this message to the church in Manila.
今天早上跟我们自己弟兄姊妹来交通。
Today, I get to share the message to our own brothers and sisters.
对，而且我很高兴看到有一个人坐在这里，好久不见。
And I'm really glad to see someone here who I haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah, 所以。我们先来看我们大家熟悉的故事，就是耶稣在马太福音里面告诉我们他的死与他的复活。
So first, let's take a look at the story that Jesus told us about in the book of Matthew.
因为大家很熟，我就考你们一个问题。
Because we're also familiar with the story, I wanted to test you with a question.
好。耶稣在地上三年半跟门徒传道，对吧
？So Jesus preached the kingdom of God with his disciples on earth for 3.5 years, right?
他在那一段时间里头有没有告诉过他的门徒，他要上十字架，他要死，他要复活，有没有
？During that period of time, did he ever tell his disciples aboutthe fact that he would go on the cross and he would die and he would be resurrected?
大家都说有，对吧？
Did he? And we all said yes. How many times?
他讲过几次他要去上十字架要死。
How many times did he mention that he was going to go on the cross and die and then rose again?
好，我们打开马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
马太福音十六章二十一节。
Matthew 16:21。
二十一、二十二这两节圣经，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Verses 21 and 22. So from the time Jesus began, from that time.Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and to be killed and be raised up on the third day.
彼得就拉着他劝他说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你身上。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall not, never happen to you.
这是彼得在一生用词最矛盾的一句话。
This is actually the paradoxical word that Peter said in his life.
你为什么矛盾？
Why was that like a paradoxical?
他称耶稣是主，就表示他是 master.
Because he did say, say Lord to Jesus, meaning he is his master.
但是他说这件事绝对不可以临到你身上。
But he said also, this shall never happen to you.
那你看很新奇，他这个讲话谁是主啊？
That sounds interesting because who is the master here now?
对不对？一面称耶稣为主，但是他发命令告诉主这件事绝对不可以临到你。
So on the one hand, he's calling Jesus master, Lord. On the other hand, he was telling Jesus, no, this shall never happen to you.
这种事我们常常干。
And we also often do that.
对吧？这就是一个很稀奇的矛盾。
So this is a very interesting, you know.
这是主耶稣第一次把他要去耶路撒冷受死复活的事告诉门徒。
This is the first time Jesus revealed the fact that he would go to Jerusalem and die on the cross.
对，那你翻到十七章就有第二次，他又告诉门徒同样的事。
In chapter 17, he told his disciples the second time the same thing.
对，十七章的二十三节。
So, chapter 17, verse 22.
他们还住在加利利的时候，耶稣对门徒说：“人子将要被交在人的手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活。”
And while they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men."
所以，第一次是在那个山上，在那个。该撒利亚菲利比的那个半山的山上讲的。
So the first time, he said that on the mountain, in the middle of the mountain, in Caesarea Philippi.
那第二次呢，就是现在我们看见他是在加利利讲的。
The second time that we just read was in a Galilee.
第三次我们到二十章。
The third time was recorded in chapter 20.
十七节。
Verse 17.
耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他的死罪，又交给外邦人将他戏弄、鞭打、钉在十字架上，第三日要复活。”第三节。
As Jesus was about to go up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves, and on the way he said to them.Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify him. And on the third day, he will be raised up.
我们地上没有一个人有这个本事能够说他过几天要发生什么事情。
None of us on earth has this ability to predict that.In a few days, what's going to happen to us?
为什么？因为我们是人。
Why? Because we're human beings.
我们不知道未来要发生什么事。
We don't know what's going to happen in the future.
但是耶稣知道。
But Jesus does.
而且他能够很准确地告诉他们，事情要这样这样这样的发生。
And he could accurately tell them exactly which steps would happen.
门徒并不同意这些事情要发生，而且心里面一直是抵挡，说怎么可以？你千万不能死啊！
But the disciples didn't agree with what could happen, and they actually were resisting in their hearts.
因为你一死，谁知道复活哪里会不会发生？这辈子从来没见过。
Because they were like concerned, and if you really die, who knows whether you're going to resurrect or not? Because it never happened to us.
所以这是门徒从心里面就很矛盾的拒绝。
So within their hearts, the disciples were really resisting.
但是事情的确确是照着耶稣所说的，一样一样的就发生了。
But things did happen exactly according to the steps that Jesus described.
好。那么我们下面就来读几处我们熟悉的圣经，就是马太福音的二十七章。
Next, let's read some passages that we're very familiar with. Matthew 27.
讲到耶稣怎么样被杀。
About how Jesus was killed.
马太福音二十七章三十七节。
Matthew 27:37.
在他头上安一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王，这是他的。罪状。
And above his head, they put up the charge against him, which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
他是不是,
so this is his charge.
他是不是犹太人的王?
Is he really the King of the Jews?
他当然是,
of course he is.
但是这就是他的罪状。
But this was the charge against him.
他还有一个罪状, 是什么?
There was another charge against him, which was?
大祭司说, 他说他是神的儿子。
Because the chief priest said, he said, he proclaimed that he was the Son of God.
所以就因为这一句话, 大祭司定他为有罪。
Because of that, the chief priest condemned him.
我们读38节。
Let's read verse 38.
当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架, 一个在右边, 一个在左边。
At that time, two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left.
从那里经过的人讥诮他，摇着头说：“你这拆毁圣殿三日要建造起来的，可以救自己吧。你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。” At
that time, the two robbers were crucified, and those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.
祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他，说他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。In
the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him and saying, He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe in him.
43节, 他依靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说，我是神的儿子。
Verse 43, he trusts in God. Let God rescue him now, if he delights in him, for he said, I am the Son of God.
45节, 从古正, 到深处遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴格大米。”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Now from the sixth hour, darkness fell upon all the land until the ninth hour. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这段圣经就说出耶稣说出真理，但是这个真理成为他被钉死的罪名。This
passage tells us that Jesus said the truth, but this truth was taken as the charge against him and to nail him on the cross.
这是这个世界的真正的本质。This
is the reality and the essence of this world.
你讲谎言，大家都相信你，支持你。When
you tell a lie, lots of people support you and believe you.
但是你如果讲真理，这个世界弃绝你，钉你十字架。But
if you tell the truth, the world despises you and forsake you and nail you on the cross.
第五十节，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。然后殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。Verse
50, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split.
53节，到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了城，向许多人显现。百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子了。”Verse
53, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now the centurion and those who were with him keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, became very frightened and said, Truly, this is the Son of God.
所以在这里你看到两件伟大的事实。
So you see two important facts.
耶稣的死，圣殿的幔子开了。
The death of Jesus Christ and the veil was torn.
这就告诉全世界，人本来没有资格通往神的宝座。
This tells the entire world that mankind never did have the privilege and right to go to the Lord's throne.
神与人之间有一个大的厚的幔子隔开，人没有资格来到神面前。
There used to be a big veil separating man from God. Men have no right to approach God.
也没有人有办法来突破这一个幔子的限制。
No man can cross the limitation and the barrier of this veil.
但是感谢主，什么是福音？
But praise the Lord, what is gospel?
就是幔子从上到下裂为两半。
That is, the veil is torn from top to bottom into two.
进入至圣所的路开了。
The way toward the Holy of Holies has been opened.
这条路在哪里？
Where is this way?
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
所以今天我们就是凭着这一个原因，我们可以来到父神的宝座。
By this exact reason, we're able to come before the throne of our Heavenly Father.
第二，主耶稣从死里复活。
Second, Jesus rose from death.
有什么重要性？
What is the importance of that?
因着这一个伟大的复活。
Because of this great resurrection.
证明他是什么？神的儿子。
He is proven the Son of God.
这是在这里，出于谁的嘴巴说的？
So from whose mouth this was proclaimed?
百夫长是那个军队的军队的那个头头。
It's an us.
还有同样在看守，就他这个罗马的部队严严的守着这个坟墓，绝对不能够让人把耶稣的尸首搬走。
It's the military official centurion and those who were guarding those with him who's keeping guard over Jesus and letting nobody steal his body.
那一天，第三天果然耶稣复活了，地大震动，墓门打开了，耶稣就从坟墓里出来了。
But on the third day, indeed, Jesus rose again, and there was an earthquake, and the rock also split, and Jesus came up.
所以这个百夫长跟所有的他手下的一百个兵，个个看见这件事情，地大震动，害怕。
So the centurion and all those guards were scared.
因为从来没有想到这会发生这样的事。
Because they never thought this kind of things would happen.
耶稣果然照他所说，他复活了。
So indeed, according to what he said, Jesus rose again from dead.
好，下一段圣经我们来看。
So the next passage we'll read.
耶稣复活就是62节，次日就是预备日的第二天，祭司长和法利赛人聚集来见比拉多说。
Verse 62. Now on the next day, the day after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together with Pilate.
那么这些官员、祭司长，他们知道耶稣要复活，因为他听说耶稣说他第三天要复活。这是63节。
So these people knew that Jesus was about to rise again because they heard that according to verse 63.
那64节，因此请吩咐人将坟墓把守妥当，直到第三日，恐怕他的门徒来把他偷了去，就告诉百姓说他从死里复活了。这样，那后来的迷惑比先前更厉害了。这又是制造一个谎言。
So verse 64. Therefore, give orders for the grave to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal him away and say to the people, "He has risen from the dead." And the last deception will be worse than the first. So they made a lie.
这个世界要竭尽所能来遮盖这一个伟大的事实，否定神曾经叫他的儿子从死里复活。 绝对不承认。
So the world was trying so hard to cover up this fact that the Son of God, Jesus, was going to rise from death.
但是这一个事实是神在这个宇宙中做的最伟大，比创造更伟大的一个事实，就是神的儿子以人的身份从坟墓里复活。
But this fact was the greatest deed of God, even greater than the creation itself, that is his son who rose again from dead.
我为什么这样讲，比创造更伟大？
Why did I say that, that this is even more important than creation itself?
神创造的时候是怎么创造的？
How did God create the world?
他说有就有，命立就立，对吧？
Yeah, he spoke and it came into being.
神用他的话创造万有。
Because he created the world by his word.
但是想一想，耶稣的复活呢？
But what about Jesus' resurrection?
是不是一句话就成了呢？
Was it just by a word?
阁下认为如何？
What do you think?
啊，不是一句话就成了。
It was not just by a simple word.
他必须走十字架这条路。
He had to go through the way of cross.
必须受许多的苦。
He had to suffer so much.
必须被挂在十字架上，被羞辱。
He had to be humiliated and hung on the cross.
然后跟父神分开。
And he was separated from God the Father.
然后进入地狱。
And then went down to the Sheol.
3天以后，从死亡里面出来。
Then came out in 3 days.
这不是说有就有，命立就立，是用他亲自的生命代价，一步一步走出来的。
So it was not simply he spoke and it came into being, but it was through this painful experience.
做基督徒我们都熟悉。
Even though we're familiar with these facts.
但是我不厌其烦地来讲，因为保罗告诉我们，这里面有神的秘密。
But I wanted to say it again because Paul told us there is mystery of God in this.
我们再看下一段圣经。
Let's look at the next passage.
就是28章的第一节。
Chapter of Matthew 28:1.
念到第六节。
1-6.
安息日将近，七日的头一日。 天快亮的时候，玛大拉的玛利亚和那个门玛那个玛利亚来看坟墓。忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。Now
after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, and an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow.
看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的。”
已经复活了。The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying."
这件事情我一直在我的心里面。
I meditated upon this thing.
为什么都是姐妹一大早跑去坟墓？
Why was it all sisters who went to the tomb early in the morning?
照理说应该谁先去找耶稣的？
Who should have been the first one to go seek for Jesus?
对，彼得应该是第一个去找耶稣的嘛，对不对？
Peter should have been the one, right?
他每一件事情都要抢第一嘛。
He always wanted to be the first, right?
可是你没有想到，耶稣的复活的那个早晨，第一个去找耶稣的是姐妹们。
But But on the day of the resurrection of Jesus, the one who went to seek for Jesus the first was the sisters.
弟兄们都蒙查查,
the brothers, where are you?
为什么?
Why is that?
啊? 姐妹听懂了耶稣说什么?
Sisters understood what Jesus was saying.
就在耶稣不是称赞玛利亚, 说, 他对马大说, 玛利亚得到上好的, 是不能夺去的吗?
Because you remember the story with Mary and Martha, and Jesus told Martha that Mary had obtained the best, which could not be taken away.
怎么证明他得到上好呢?
How can you tell she's attained the best?
后来圣经告诉我们一个故事。
Bible told us another story later.
他们的弟弟死了, 对不对?
Their brother Lazarus died, remember?
对吧? 这个拉撒路复活, 我们知道。
And Lazarus was also raised from dead.
所以这些事情, 有一个人一直在注意看,注意听,注意想。
So somebody was carefully observing and thinking.
因为亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 死人复活是, 只有在旧约圣经里面稍微记载过, 在一般人的生活中是不太碰到的。 你们有没有人碰到死人复活的人?
Well,
啊?
So brothers and sisters, you know, those story of dead people rise again. We don't ever encounter, right? So it's only recorded in the Bible.
身上他们经历过死而复活。
Very few people would have experienced the death and risen from, rising from dead.
所以主耶稣一直告诉他他要死，他要复活。门徒没有人相信。
So Jesus kept on telling his disciples that he was going to die and was going to rise again, but none of them believed it.
有一个人相信。
But one person did.
有一天门徒跟几个姐妹都在房子里面聚会的时候，哎，那一天主耶稣的正在坐在那里，玛利亚就拿着一个极贵的香膏，在一个玉瓶里，她把那个玉瓶打破，香膏倒出来，就浇在耶稣的什么头上身上。
So one day when the disciples were sitting with Jesus in a room along with the sisters, and it was Mary who took a very pricey alabaster jar of fragrance and broke it and poured on the head of Jesus, and which flowed down front to his body.
门徒的反应是什么？弟兄们的反应。
What was the reaction from these brothers?
What a waste!
What a waste!
这么贵的 perfume 用倒在耶稣的头上身上，哎呀，真浪费哦！
What a waste that you pour such expensive fragrance onto Jesus.
那耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
你们为什么为难这个女子所做的？她在我身上做的是一件什么美事？
Yeah. And Jesus said, "Why are you bothering her? What she did is a beautiful thing."
美在哪里？
Why is it? That was beautiful.
美在哪里?
What is beautiful about that?
只有他为我，他做这个事是为我安葬之日预备的。
Because she was doing this for the preparation of my burial.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
因为他知道我要死了。Because
she knew that I was going to die.
他就把香膏先浇在我的身上。
So she poured the fragrance on me as a, yeah, the perfume on me as a.
因为她听懂了我在讲什么。Because
she knew, she understood.
她用她的爱，就先倾倒在我的身上。Because
she poured out her love to me.
那个秘密是什么？
So what was the secret?
大家都听，耶稣讲这些话，他们都在听。
So they were all listening. Everybody was listening when Jesus said that.
怎么听的?
But how did we hear? How did we listen?
啊, 你爸爸妈妈对你讲话是不是这样, 你也是这样听? 我从小就这样听的。 左耳进来，右耳出去，右耳进来，左耳出去。
So it's like we, we listen from one ear and then went out from the other ear.
然后你听懂了没有？懂啊，懂啊，懂啊，懂。其实你根本就不懂。
So your parents would ask you, "Oh, do you understand what I'm saying?" You say, "Yeah, yes, I did, but actually, I."
耶稣讲了又讲，讲了又讲，讲了又讲。
So Jesus repeatedly said that.
弟兄们个个懵叉叉。
But the brothers really didn't understand, even though they listened.
嗯，但大家都想做老大。
But everybody wanted to be the greatest.
姐妹们，就有人听进去了。
But among the sisters, some understood.
就把一生积蓄最宝贵的拿达香膏，就倒出在耶稣的身上，浪费也值了。
They gave their savings of a lifetime, the most precious, expensive jar of perfume.
我们有人愿意用一生的浪费在耶稣的身上，有人愿意吗？
Are we, any one of us, willing to waste all of our savings of a lifetime to
do that.
Jesus, onto Jesus?
我们太聪明了，我们不会做这种愚昧的事的。
I'm afraid we're all too smart to do this kind of stupid things.
哎呀，哪样最低的成本能够得到最大的效果？
We are well calculating everything. We want to see how can we give the least price to get the biggest benefit.
这是这个世界的价值观。
That is the value of this world.
但是玛利亚的价值观跟全世界刚好相反。
But Mary's value system is completely contrary to this world.
因为她知道真价值在哪里。
She knows where the true value lies.
好，那这是耶稣的死与他的复活跟门徒的反应。
So this is the story of Jesus' death and resurrection and the reactions of his disciples.
下面我们进到第二阶段，就是保罗怎么说耶稣的复活。
Now let's come to the second part, what Paul talked about Jesus' resurrection.
好，我们下一段来看《哥林多前书》15章。
Let's turn to the book of Corinthians, chapter 15, 1 Corinthians.
对，《哥林多前书》15章，我们读12节到17节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15 to 17.
对，是我们熟悉的。
We're very familiar with these verses.
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？ 12.
Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
所以你要注意，这个耶稣复活的事，虽然这是一个事实，但是外邦人不信，情有可原。这个里这封信是说，教会里面也有人不信。 哎，保罗就说，怎么会有人说不信呢？
So regarding the matter of Christ being resurrected, if the outsiders, the worldly people, do not believe it, that's okay. But here, even there are people within the church wouldn't believe it. That's why Paul is saying, how can we not believe? How can we do the same among you, say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
若没有死人复活的事，基督也没有复活了。
For if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的就是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain.
并且明显我们是为神妄作见证，因为神见证是叫耶稣复活了。若死人真不复活，神就没有叫基督复活。
Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if, in fact, the dead are not raised.
因为死人若不复活，基督就没有复活了。基督没有复活，我们的信便是徒然，你们也还在罪里。For
if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You're still in your sins.
所以我想保罗在讲述基督的复活的时候， 他讲得非常透彻。
So when Paul was preaching about the Christ's resurrection, he did it completely, thoroughly.
这件事实是已经神把它完成。
This is completely accomplished by God already, this reality.
每一个人都要做一个明确的表态。
Everybody has to make a clear proclamation.
你信吗？
Do you believe it?
如果你没有信，
If you do not believe this,
那你就是说神做了假见证。
then you're saying God is a false witness.
那我们来说, 我们信神,
then if we say we believe in God, then that's in vain because our God lied.
那如果我们说耶稣复活,
so if we say Jesus has been raised, then we're lying together with God.
那我们仍然在罪里,
then we'd still be in sin.
我们还是受罪与死的辖制,
we'd still be kept in bondage by sin.
耶稣复活这件事情 是宇宙中不能够更改也不能够否认的什么事实。
So the reality of Jesus' resurrection is something in the universe, the fact that cannot be altered, cannot be denied.
太阳每天要从东边起来,西边下去,这是永远不能改变的一个什么事实。
So the sun rises from the east and sets in the west, and this is a fact that cannot be altered in the universe.
阁下接受也好,阁下不接受也好,会不会改变太阳东边起? 西边下, 这个事实会不会因为你相信或者你不相信会改变呢?
Whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, it does not change that fact.
所以我们要抓住神做的每一件永远不改变的事实。
So we have to hold on to these facts that the Lord has done.
好, 这个事实你要先肯定。
So you have to affirm that fact.
第二件事, 下一段, 49节到53节。
Second part, the second fact is in the next passage, verses 49-54.
我们既有属土的形状，将来必有属天的形状。
Just as we have borne the image of the earthy, we will also bear the image of the heavenly.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
Behold, I tell you a mystery.
注意这句话。
Pay attention to this sentence.
Mystery.
It's a mystery.
我们不是都要睡觉，乃是要改变。
We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed.
就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因为号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on the immortal, immortality.
这一段刚刚念的话,
this passage we just read,
保罗想告诉我们什么奥秘?
What kind of mystery does Paul want to tell us?
他前面说了耶稣复活，这是一个永远 不会改变的神做成的事实。
He already told us that the fact of Jesus' resurrection is a true fact, the reality that will never be altered or changed.
有人相信, 有人不相信。
Some might believe, some might not.
好, 对所有相信的人, 下面要发生一个结果。
But to all those who believe, there will be a consequence.
这是什么结果呢?
That is,
我们在一个特别的时段，什么时段？
In a special period of time, when is that?
Moment.
In a moment.
那个 crucial moment 是什么？
When is that crucial moment?
The trumpet 小sound. The last trumpet.
For the last trumpet.
在号筒末次吹响的时候， 有一件事情要发生。
Something's going to happen at the last trumpet.
啊, 死人要复活。
The dead will be raised imperishable.
朽坏的要变成不朽坏的。
And the perishable will put on the immortality.
我们现在坐在这里的每一位, 我们都是什么? 会朽坏的,
Every one of us sitting here will be perished someday.
我最早认识Julie跟Joe的时候, 我们都是很年轻。
When I first met Julie and Joe, we were so young.
但是现在呢?
But now...
就不用讲了,对不对?
It's obvious.
Yeah. 那是40多年前。
That was more than 40 years ago.
Yes. 40年过去,每一个人都发生一件事实,就是越来越老,不是越来越年轻。
So 40 years of time will change us, and we're getting older and not younger.
对,你们还没有打预防针的,要很高兴,因为证明你们还很年轻,还没资格打针。
If you haven't gotten your COVID vaccine yet, you should be happy because that proves you're still young. You're not eligible. You're not old enough to be eligible.
在这个世界, 年轻是一个幸福的事情,对吧?
In this world, being young is a happy thing.
但是不管你怎么样, 总有一天我们都要老的。
But regardless, we're all going to be old
one day. 都要变成朽坏的。
We are perishable.
最后呢? 都会死的。
We will all die in the end.
这不是 good news, 这是 common sense.
It's not good news, it's just the common sense.
但是什么是 good news, 什么是好消息?
But what's really the good news?
所有会朽坏的,会死的, 有一天都要变成不朽坏的, 能够变成不死的。
But for this perishable, we'll put on imperishable one day.
这是好消息, 对不对?
That is the true good news.
那怎么会发生? 什么时候发生?
How could that happen? And when would it happen?
就是你的里面如果有这个不朽坏的生命, 你就会发生这个复活的事。
That is, if you have that imperishable life within you, then you will get that.
这是耶稣复活对我们每一个人最重大的一个意义, 就是我们本来是死定的人, 人家给你算命的话, 就是算一卦死命。
So this is the most significant meaning of Jesus' resurrection to each one of us, because all of us are destined to die. Destined.
这是逃不掉的。
No one can escape.
但是今天神在我们身上要做一件稀奇的事。
However, Jesus, God wants to do an amazing thing for us.
就是因为他的儿子从死里复活。
That is, once his son raised from the dead.
那下面呢? 所有相信他的人,
All those who believe in him,
保罗在这里告诉我们, 在号筒末次吹响的时候, 我们都要改变, 我们都要复活。
Paul tells us here that after, at the time of the last trumpet sound,
好, 再读一段圣经,
the dead will be raised.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章。
Now let's read another passage. 2 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第15节。
Verse 15. 2 Thessalonians 15. 帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十五到十七节。 1 Thessalonians.
Yes.
Chapter 4.
So, 对。
15 and 16. 15 through 17. 对。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事。
我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了人之先。For
this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。Then
we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord.
所以这是又是一段 保罗告诉我们复活的事情。
So that's another passage of resurrection that Paul told us about.
这里告诉我们跟刚刚哥林多前书十五章告诉我们的 有一点点差别。
So what's recorded here is somewhat different from what's written in the chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians.
差别是什么？
What is the difference?
要被提到云上与主怎么样相遇。
This is a part is talking about we're going to be raised into the cloud to meet with the Lord.
十五章哥林多前书保罗没有讲，到了帖撒罗尼迦他就讲了。
In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul didn't mention that, but here in 1 Thessalonians, he mentioned that.
所以我们把两处圣经加在一起。
So if we put these two passages together,
那我要问，复活是肯定还是不肯定？
I want to ask you, is resurrection a sure thing?
Or not?
Or not?
如果你觉得是 sure thing, 举手。
If you think it's a sure thing, raise your hand.
都 sure.
We're all sure about that.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
你今天说完洗就 very sure. 这是保罗很清楚地告诉我们好消息。好消息就是我们这些必死的人必朽坏的人我们都要什么复活在哪一刻什么时段
This is the good news that Paul clearly told us about that all of us perishable will be resurrected again in one moment. What moment is that?
他讲得很清楚是在最后一号
He clearly said it was when the last trumpet sounds.
那在这里并没有讲有几号对他只是说是 last trumpet.
Of course, it doesn't say here how many total trumpets there are. It just says the last trumpet.
对我们的总统也曾经有一个总统叫 last the trumpet.
We had a president also called Trump.
那么他说最后一支号。
But you said the last trumpet, when the last trumpet sounds.
那你必须到启示录去找你才找到今天没有时间我现在不讲这个启示录的第七号了
So you can find that information of the number of trumpets in the book of Revelation which I don't have time to get into
对所以起码讲到目前为止我要向大家用保罗所跟我们讲的话知道一个事实这个事实就是说每一个基督徒只要你信了耶稣神给你一个很大的保证就是说你如果已经死了你一定会怎么样复活
so far based on what Paul is telling us recorded in the Bible that there's one important fact that we all need to know if you're a believer if you died you know you will rise again
什么时候复活
when will that happen
第七号吹的时候
at the sound of the seventh trumpet
所有信过主的人
all believers
在这个世界上存在过的人只要你信过耶稣的，你会在耶稣第二次来的时候，你会复活。
All those who believed, who lived in this world and believed in Jesus Christ, when Jesus comes the second time, you will rise again.
然后，那我们如果假设主耶稣今天来
，If Jesus comes today,
就是你逝去的亲友，他们如果是基督徒，他们那今天也要复活，你会见到他们。
So if you have believing relatives or family members who already died, they would be resurrected today.
好，那我们仍然活着的人呢
？What about those of us who are still alive?
要发生什么事
？What's going to happen?
被提啊，太快了，上不去。
We're going to be raptured, not that fast.
嗯哼，我们要改变。
We will be changed.
我们会得到一个新的什么？身体
we'll be given a new body.
对，然后与那些复活的人，两群都在一起被提到云上。
Then together with those who were resurrected from death, and we will be lifted up together, raptured into the cloud.
谁在那里等我们
？Who is waiting in the cloud for us?
耶稣。 讲到目前为止有没有问题?
Any questions so far?
希望没有问题了,
Hopefully not.
而且我们都有这样的盼望了,
and we all have this hope, right?
感谢赞美主,
Praise the Lord.
好，那我们又回到我们第一段圣经。
Now let's come back to our first passage.
保罗让我们看到他讲的话好像跟他曾经讲的话有矛盾。
So Paul, let us see. It seems like it's contradictory from what Paul said now. It's contradictory to what he said before.
我们今天开始读的第一段圣经,
the first passage what we read this morning,
腓立比书第三章第十节、第十一节、第十二节。
Philippians 3:10-12.
怎么出不来了？说有就有啊！这是我们今天反复读的圣经。
This is what we read over and over again today.
在这一段话的里头,
in this passage,
保罗说：“使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。”十一节他讲的非常奇怪，或者我得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. And the verse 11 is interesting. It says that I may, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
你发现我提出来的问题没有?
Do you know the questions that I raised?
有没有看出来我在问一个问题? 你看出来没有? 这段圣经是有问题的。
See, this is kind of a, there's some problem here in this passage. Do you recognize that?
他讲死里复活对保罗来讲是一件什么样的事情?
So this, when Paul is talking about the resurrection from the dead, what kind of thing is this?
是sure还是 unsure?
Does it sound sure or uncertain here?
啊? 或者我可以也可以从死里复活。这个或者，这个语气是有把握还是没有把握？
So what's projected by the PowerPoint, this translation says, if somehow I may attain to the resurrection. So this somehow I may sounds like not very certain.
这就是跟他前面跟我们讲的圣经就不一样了。
So this is somehow different from what he said in the other passages that we read.
那保罗是不是晚节不保, 后面他改了?
Is Paul falling into trouble later in his life?
不是的。
No.
因为他现在讲的跟他以前讲的不是同一件事。
Because what he's referring to here is kind of different from what he was talking about earlier.
对, 这里他用的复活, 中文圣经这样翻译, 英文圣经也是这样翻译的, 原文不是这个字。
Here, even though the translation in both Chinese and English says resurrection, but the original language did not use this word.
你如果去翻这个原文字典的时候,
if you look at the original language,
他前面所有讲过的复活那个字,那个号码,那个 Greek number 是1453这个号码。
So all the numbers of resurrection used in previous sentences was like 1453.
那是我们每一个人都是有份的。只要你是信耶稣,我们都要在第七号吹响的时候,我们通通要怎么样?复活,要改变。
That's the kind of resurrection that all of us have a part of, that is at the last sound of the trumpet, we will all be raised up again, that resurrection.
对。 这里11节所讲的复活不是那一个字。
But here in verse 11, this resurrection is of a different Greek word.
整本新约圣经只有这一次出现。
In the entire New Testament, this is the only time that word was used.
这一个字的原文号码是1815号,这个就是 Young's Concordance的号码是1815, 跟刚刚不一样的。
Yeah, the Young's Concordance number for this word is different from the previous one. So it's 1815.
它的文字的结构是复活这个字的前面有一个 prefix, 这个 prefix 叫做 out resurrection.
So
out.
The original word, the word structure has a prefix, which is out, it's actually the whole word is called out resurrection.
对, 这是保罗讲的复活。
This is what Paul is mentioning here about this resurrection.
他为了这个复活。
This out resurrection.
我没有把握我会一定得到。
He said, I'm not 100% certain that I could have it.
但是。
But.
啊。我要追求。
I want to work for it. I strive for it.
他用的词是两次说的什么 ?Press on, press on.
So both times he mentioned, I want to press on.
对不对这第一次说 press on 是什么时候讲
?The first time he said the press on, where was it?
啊我要这个第十节嘛，他一共讲四件事情，他要 press on。第十节
，verse 10。
第一，他使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
So let me I may know him and the power of his resurrection。
对，使我认识基督，请问他认不认识基督啊
？And I may know him、
啊。
Do you think he knows Jesus？
他如果说不认识基督，那你我呢
？If Paul doesn't know Jesus, who? How about us?
那就更没得说了，对不对？连保罗都说我不认识基督的话，我们这些人在干嘛
？If Paul says he doesn't know Jesus, then what are we doing here?
但是他现在写这封信的时候，他却说使我认识基督，也就是说我以前认识的还不够，我还需要认识的更多。
But he was saying here that I may know him. That means what I knew him not enough. I wanted to know more about him.
对，什么是哪几方面是我还需要继续认识的呢
？So what are the aspects that I still need to know him more?
第一，晓得他复活的大能。
First, the power of his resurrection.
第二，他和他一同受苦。
Second, the fellowship of his suffering.
第三，效法他的死。
And third, being conformed to his death.
然后呢
？Then,、
啊、第十节他才说，或者我也得从死里复活。
Then he said in verse 11 that if somehow I may attain to the resurrection for the dead.
我们现在怎么现在有人继续有人来啊？下半场吗？哦、
oh, ，
来参加受洗的，
oh, right.
那我得赶快要结束了啊。没有没有，我们受洗十二点。
Yeah, we actually will have a baptism service a little later.
不急，我们十二点受洗，所以你们。
So we'll wrap up our message.
这是最精彩的部分，你们千万不要 miss 掉。
This is the very important part.
对，十二节保罗说什么？
So、
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。他下面说，我乃是要干嘛？竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣。所以得着我的。
So that not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
所以他这里讲到 press on.
So here he emphasized on I press on.
今天我们的主题 press on， 我们就要看保罗他 press on towards 什么东西啊？目标是什么？
So we want to see what is the goal that Paul was pressing on about.
那个 goal 是什么？他用的词是什么
？What was his goal?
啊
？What's the word he meant used as the goal?
Out resurrection.
It's the out resurrection.
这里没有翻译出来。
It's not really translated.
所以今天整个讲到现在来到这里，我们讲今天是复活节，我们讲复活，对吧？
So today is Easter Sunday, so we talk about resurrection.
对复活来讲，我们有没有把握？
Do we have certainty about our resurrection?
有。
Yes, we do.
这件事情是千真万确的，不能够改变的属灵的事实。
That's an unalterable spiritual fact.
但是保罗说，我还在追求，有一件事情我还不认为我已经得着了，那件事是什么？
But Paul said there is one thing that I'm still working on and pressing on. What is that thing?
他这里叫做 out resurrection.
That is the out resurrection.
好，我们来看两处圣经就可以结束了。
Let's read two more passages, then we will complete our sermon today.
供诸位去参考，你们自己要去找答案。
So So you need to go look up those verses yourself.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
十一章我们要念的是三十五节。
Hebrews 11, we want to read verse 35.
好，有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection.
在这里，希伯来书的作者忽然间让我们看到有一个词汇，在复活前面加上一个形容词，我要得一种复活，叫做更美的复活。
The author of the book of Hebrew here suddenly used a word that's interesting, a descriptive word says a better resurrection.
他要得的这个复活是他付上某一种特别的代价来换得的。
So he has to pay certain prices to obtain that better resurrection.
这不是大家人人有奖的事情，是某一些人有特别得到的奖赏的复活。
That's not what everybody got. It's a specific type of better resurrection.
这是一个 hint. 第二处我要请大家看的是启示录二十章。
The second part I wanted to show you guys is in Revelation 20.
好，二十章第四节到第六节。
Revelation 20, chapter 20, verse 4.
好，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神的道被斩者的灵魂，和那些没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。
Then I saw thrones.And they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God. And those who had not worshipped the beast of his image and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
好，这里讲了一个复活，第五节就指出来一个词汇。这是头一次的复活，其余的死人没有复活，只等到一千年完了。
And then in verse 5, this was mentioned another word of the first resurrection. And though the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed.
第六节。
Then verse 6.
在头一次复活有份的人有福了，圣洁了。在第二次的死和在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并与基督一同作王一千年。
Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
好，这里有一个词汇叫做第一次的复活。
So here you see the word.The phrase the first resurrection.
在启示录里面，这个第一是曾经出现好几次。
In the book of Revelation, the phrase the first appeared many times.
对，有一个意思，我们大家都懂，第一、第二、第三、第四，次序上，这个是讲的第一的。
So one meaning we understand, it's like the order. The means is order. The first, the second, the third.
那在七封信里面，它有前面第一封信写给。以弗所的教会是一个好教会，但是耶稣责备他说：“你们要悔改，因为你们失去了起初的爱心。”
So in the seven letters that Jesus wrote to the seven churches, the first letter is to the church of Ephesians, and they actually was a good church, but they had problems. Jesus told them, "You have a problem. You forsook your first."You have forsaken your first love.
你回家找了，我不跟你重复了。总而言之，在那第一封信里面，耶稣要他们悔改，把第一 first love 找回来。
So Jesus, in his first letter, told the church of Ephesus that they needed to repent and to find their first love back.
但是这个 first love 的 first 不是指的次序上的 first， 它是另外还有一个翻译。
But here in this passage, the first resurrection, it's a different meaning. It's not referring to the order of being the first.
说到这段圣经，我就 refer 到他浪子回家，我路加福音十五章。
So I often, whenever I talk about this passage, I often refer to the Luke 15 about this prodigal son.
那这个 prodigal son 回家的时候，爸爸给他三个礼物。
The prodigal son, when he returned home, the father gave him three gifts.
那三个礼物啊。
What are the three gifts?
一个戒指。
The first is the ring.
第二，一个袍子。
The second is the robe.
第三，
And the third,
鞋子，对吧
？The shoes.
给这个浪子。回家，爸爸给他三个礼物。
So those are the three gifts given to the prodigal son.
那个袍子，圣经怎么叫他这个袍子
？So what does the Bible say about the robe?
上好的袍子。
It was the good, the best robe.
The best， 对不对？他爸爸不是拿一个烂衣服给你穿一穿，那洗衣机刚刚拿出来。
The father didn't give him any clothing to put on.
他是给他儿子上好的袍子穿上。
He gave him the best robe.
那个字就是这个字。
That first, the first is the same word.
对
，the best robe is the same word as the first resurrection here.
对，它所以这个字有两个意义，一个是第一排在最前面，第二这是最好。
So the word first has two meanings, right? One is the first in order, the other is the best.
好，那现在讲复活。
So here we're talking about resurrection.
大家都有的复活，好不好
？We all have resurrection. Is that good?
好、
yeah.
是不是最好
Is it the best?、Not necessarily.
保罗告诉我们有一个最好。
Paul told us there was something best, the best resurrection.
所以保罗说我有一个志向。
So that's why Paul said, I have a goal.
我要得什么
I wanted to get
上好的复活。
The out resurrection, the
要要
best resurrection.
要不要
Do you want it?
Pay the price.
We got to pay the price for it.
祷告
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你真伟大。
You are so great.
伟大是神的儿子，但是愿意付所有的代价。
You're the Son of God, but you pay all the prices for us.
来把我们这些罪人找回来。
To redeem us sinners.
我们永远不懂，我们那么值钱吗
？We could ever comprehend how much do we owe you?
你愿意为我们这些不要你？弃绝你的人死在十字架上，我们永远没有办法理解与报答。
For those of us who didn't want you, who forsook you, but you were willing to pay the price to the degree of dying on the cross, we could never understand that.
主，今天你把一个伟大的应许赐给我们。
Today you give us such wonderful promise.
你不但叫我们得救。
Not only you saved us.
你不但叫我们从死亡里面可以复活。
You not only let us rise again from death.
今天你借着你的仆人保罗告诉我们要上好。
Today, your servant Paul, you tell us the best.
要我们像保罗一样，能够得着认识基督，能够交通于你的苦难。
You want us to, just like Paul, to know Christ better and to have fellowship in your suffering.
到你回来的那一天
When you come back,
我们可以得着那更美的复活
We shall attain the best resurrection.
而且是上好的复活
And the outright, the out resurrection.
你要叫我们与你同掌权一千年
You want us to reign together with you for 1,000 years.
主啊，那是你愿意让我们得的最高的赏赐。
That's the best reward you want us to get.
我们就祷告说，主，求你帮助我。
We pray that you help us, Lord.
让我们在有生之年努力向着标杆直跑。
Let us press on in our lifetime toward that goal.
我们不再做一个懒惰的基督徒。
We'll not be a lazy Christian anymore.
我们就以仅仅得救能够上天堂，我们就满足了。
We will not settle with only enough to go to heaven.
主啊，你救我 more than that.
Lord, you have saved us for a purpose more than that.
要我们得着你的上好。
You want us to get the best. Let us not fall short from your love. Hear our prayers, Lord. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.